From the shadows of the radio towers, this is the Gay PHX Podcast. Your community radio on demand.
It's gonna be a good day. And everything is going to go my way. It's gonna be a good day. The sun is shining bright and it's here to stay.
This week on the Gay PHX Podcast, we've got a lot to be thankful for. Hi everyone, I'm Billy, one of the voices behind Gay PHX, and if you've ever spotted a bright blue-haired pair with a chartreuse hair out in the community, well, that's probably me and my husband. And whether it's your first time listening to us or you're back for more, we're incredibly grateful that you're here. It's Thanksgiving week, and Phoenix, you've given us so much to be thankful for. We've crossed over 1,000 listeners on the station, and that's because of you sharing, tuning in, and saying you really need to check out Gay PHX. This past week was a full one. We went to Dirty Bits, and that's really something special. It's a space where gays and straights share the stage together and share their stories openly without shame and with a whole lot of laughter. It normalizes the conversation about sex, identity, and humanity in a way that brings everyone a little closer. And that Waymo story, Sex in the Waymo, I almost fell out of my chair. Moments like that remind us of how funny, how vulnerable, and how connected we really are. We also stopped by the Trans Day of Celebration at Newtown, and that room was filled with pure joy. It was community lifting up community, support on full display, and yes, somehow, Brian walked away with both the 50-50 raffle and the $400 Coven tattoo prize. You can't make this shit up. So we've got an incredible conversation lined up for you today. Our guests may not live in Phoenix, but they come to our city often. They show up at our conventions. They support our creators, our nerds, our queers. And every time they roll into town, they fit right in. They're building something thoughtful, community-minded, queer-led. And honestly, it's just cool as hell. Today, at the Rainbow Tinted Microphone, we're welcoming the Ethan and Salvador from Dragon Roast Coffee, a duo mixing fantasy, creativity, tabletop energy, and ethical coffee roasting in a way that only they could do. And they've got stories, they've got heart. They've also got plans, including some Phoenix-friendly ones. Before we hand it over to Brian for the Hot 3, reminder, you can listen to Gay PHX right on your smart speakers. Just simply say, Alexa, play Gay PHX from TuneIn, and we'll be right there with you while you cook, drive, unwind, or while you're making coffee. All right, let's get to the fun stuff. Brian, take it away with this week's Hot 3.
You're listening to the Gay PHX Podcast, where community comes first.
Hey, 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 it's your Desert Den Daddy, Brian. The holidays might be creeping in, but don't you dare confuse that with calm. Oh no, the valley is heated, hydrated, and just horny enough to keep things festive. From the shadows of the radio towers, welcome to Brian's Hot 3, the show where we sprinkle glitter like confetti, wrap you in queer joy like a freshly oiled harness, and remind you that even during the holiday chaos, this city has a place with your name on it. If Thanksgiving makes you anxious, lonely, overwhelmed, or ready to scream into a pillow, baby, let me hand you 3 reasons to leave the house, be held by community, and maybe even flirt with someone who smells like leather and cranberry sauce. So grab a drink, grab a friend, grab a harness, and let's glide into this week's Hot 3. Hot pick number 1, the Fire Hydrant at Arizona Power Exchange, Tuesday, November 25th. Looking for a connection that goes deeper than a tail wag? The Fire Hydrant is like group therapy, but for pups, handlers, pets, strays, curious cuties, and kink-curious babes who just want a safe place to talk. Hosted by Pup Midnight and Pup Copper, Arizona's 2025 puppy title holders, this is the perfect place to ask questions, find community, explore headspace, and feel valid in your kink, curiosity, or cute little pup self. No dress code, but you must be street legal. No costs, and it's 18+. It's a sober event. Real conversations if you've been craving connection, emotional, mental, kinky, or communal. This is your chance to feel seen, not judged. And baby, sometimes the most powerful thing in the world is being in a room full of people who get you. Hot pick number 2, Holiday Food Drive 2025 at the Anvil. Now through December 21st, let me tell you something heartfelt. The queer community carries each other harder than any holiday tradition ever could. Mr. Anvil Phoenix, Ripple PHX, and yours truly at Gay PHX are teaming up for the 2025 Holiday Food Drive. because queer joy hits harder when everyone eats. Bring non-perishable food, cash via QR code, or your big queer heart. Every donation goes to Nourish PHX, helping real local families, queer, trans, straight, everyone, get fed through the season. If you've ever been hungry, alone, broke, or recovering from a breakup while trying to stretch a holiday paycheck, baby, you know why this matters. This is one of those moments where the kindness gets to flex its kindness, and we do kindness with glitter. Hot pick number 3, Island of Misfit Toys, Thanksgiving at Thunderbird Lounge. Thursday, November 27th at 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. For every queer kid who grew up hearing, "Why can't you be normal?" For every trans person who stopped getting invited to family dinners, and for every leather daddy whose mother still doesn't know what the harness in his closet means, this one's for you. Island of Misfit Toys Thanksgiving is a big warm hug disguised as a bar event. Free food, cold drinks, no judgment, no weird questions, just good humans, good music, and good energy. A Thanksgiving for the chosen family, the outcasts, the survivors, the sparkly weirdos, the beautiful misfits who make Phoenix shine. Come be held, come be fed, come be you. From the shadows of the radio towers, I'm your Desert Den Daddy Brian, reminding you that this week isn't about surviving the holidays. It's about finding joy, connection, kink, care, and community exactly where you belong. For everyone listening who needs a little extra love right now, take mine. You are not alone. You matter. And there's a seat for you at every one of these events. We don't have a transmitter. We don't have a big broadcast tower humming in the desert. But we do have you, and that means everything. Until next time, coming to you from the shadows of the radio towers, I'm Brian, your Desert Den Daddy, and that's what's hot.
Want all the details? Head over to GabePHX.com, your one-stop shop for queer events, promos, and everything happening in the valley.
New episodes, local voices, big queer energy. Subscribe now to the Gay PHX Podcast.
Have you ever ordered a harness online only to realize when you get it that it's basically a rubber band with a dream? Yeah, we've all been there. Are you ready to turn heads? Your new favorite harness or accessory is right at your fingertips. At strapupcustomgear.com, you're in control. Think of it as the Build-A-Bear of fetish wear, only sweatier, sexier, and way more fun. You pick the style of harness or accessory, the colors, patterns, and the hardware. You can make it subtle, make it loud, make it you. Every harness is handmade to your specifications, fully adjustable, animal-free, and pool-safe, because you deserve gear that can keep up in and out of the spotlight, the pool, or the bedroom. With inclusive sizing from extra small all the way to 6X, we've got you covered with countless options that pop harder than your ex's jealousy. Whether you're serving looks at Pride, dancing in the club, or just doing laundry in full fantasy, you deserve better than a cookie-cutter harness. So it's time for you to build a baddie, not a basic. Handmade in Denver. Follow us on Insta at StrapUpCustomGear and shop now at StrapUpCustomGear.com. Hey, Phoenix. Are you ready to get properly stuffed this Thanksgiving weekend? Strap Up Custom Gear is rolling into town. That's right. Friday and Saturday, I'll be at the Bunkhouse, and Monday, I'll be at The Rock for Gear Night with Justin. Come check out my eye-catching, head-turning, customizable gear and accessories for all shapes and sizes. That's not only great for the dance floor, but even better in the bedroom. All gear is handmade to your specifications. Choose your straps, choose your hardware, and let me create something one of a kind for you. Strap Up Custom Gear, handmade, size-inclusive, animal-free gear that's made for play. See you soon, Phoenix. Check us out at www.strapupcustomgear.com.
This is what community sounds like.
I'm Daddy Dave, your friend in the fight to end stigma. And I'm the founder of Team Friendly, here today to talk about HIV services. Live and love stigma-free of HIV. Today's world, HIV is very treatable and preventable. So in my opinion, fighting stigma of people living with HIV and testing for HIV is the first step. Whether testing for the first time or living with HIV, care and support are available throughout Phoenix. Share this message with your friends and family and let them know you'll be there for them no matter what. HIV testing is quick, free, and confidential, and results can come in just minutes. And if someone tests reactive for HIV, treatment helps people live a long, happy, healthy life and keeps the virus undetectable, meaning the virus can't be passed on to others sexually. We are all in this together. All over Phoenix, trusted providers are offering care, connection, and compassion without judgment. Check out the website hivaz.org for more information and to link to a provider. Let's live and love stigma-free of HIV.
More stories, more voices, more pride. You're tuned in to the Gay PHX Podcast.
Today, we're turning up the warmth and aroma with a story that proves that community can start with something as simple as a cup. Behind the Roaster's glow and the morning steam is a partnership built on passion, purpose, and pride. A duo who pour their heart into every blend and every conversation they share over coffee. Welcome to the Rainbow Tinted Microphone, the partners behind Dragon Roast Coffee, Ethan Mills and Salvador. Howdy, guys.
Thank you. Oh, so kind.
I love the applause. Thank you.
Our live in-studio audience here.
Yeah, I'm waving to everyone.
Hi. Thank you.
Now, let's start with your origin story. When did Dragon Roast Coffee go from idea to your first roast?
So, the first, I guess it's tough that we had the idea for the company like 5.5 years ago, and the first roast we sold as a company was 2 years ago. So, we've been doing this for a couple of years now.
And what inspired that leap?
Yeah, so I used to be a YouTuber and Twitch streamer full-time for about 10 years and got sick of that world. So I wanted to do something that was more fulfilling. And like, I used to love, you know, doing content creation, but once Amazon acquired Twitch, things just like really went downhill and everything became a lot more corporate and I didn't like that. So this was a good way for me to fuse my passions of tabletop role-playing games and nerdiness and coffee and try to like make good coffee more accessible to the good humans out there. So yeah, the past couple of years, Salvador, myself, we've been just driving to conventions all over the country and bringing our beans with us to try and spread the love of like better coffee and community.
So how did the two of you decide? How do you decide to build this together? What strengths do you bring to the partnership?
Yeah, I started around the time when the company was beginning. I was already dating this kid over here. I say kid, you're older than me. Yeah, we were sitting down. We had just wrapped up either Starfinder or Monster of the Week. I forget what we were playing. And one of them. And so he, at this point in time, he had already been roasting coffee. He'd already been like trying to perfect the signature roasts that are Adventuring Party, Druid, Paladin, Necromancer. That's where he started. So after we were wrapping up, he was like, all right, cool. Now I want you to try this out. And he would bring the coffees out and he did a cupping for me, brewed them all, and had me try them. And now I was a tea guy. Pretty exclusively just water, tea. That was my shtick. Like coffee, I had just like, coffee was coffee to me. It was a drink that like pretty much everyone in my family partook in, except for me. So anyway, I came here with a very layman's coffee mindset. And I was like, all right, let me see what you've been working on. And as soon as I took like the first sip, I was like, hold on a second. Why doesn't this taste like any of the coffee that I've had before? And so I tried the next one, and I was like, all right, I can actually taste not only the notes that you're telling me, but they all taste different. Okay, I'm in.
That's amazing.
And yeah, prior to that, like my other overlap is that I was a game developer for many years. That was my primary trade. And I was just wrapping up a contract that was frustrating. But that's a story for another day.
I actually know that story pretty well. I have some experience.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it was funny you said that. I'm like, flashbacks.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Lots of revisions. And oh, guess what? We're throwing cryptocurrency into all of this.
Oh, but I no.
Yeah,
that is a story for day.
Yeah. They also forced me to start learning Stable Diffusion, all this AIR, and it was gross. it was a perfect time to transition into coffee. Doesn't mean I'm not out of the game development sphere yet. I have plans for Dragon Roast Coffee in that space. More on that coming soon.
Very fun. And what does the name Dragon Roast represent for you both and the brand spirit?
So, that's a deep one because, like, for me, when I was streaming, like, dragons became, like, synonymous with my channel. I did a lot of competitive card games, and I was very well known for playing a lot of dragon-based decks. Mm. And the idea of just, if you're a dragon, why not use your fire breath for more than just destroying towns? It's good at that and important to do as well. But being able to use it for the good of creating coffee was just, like, such an awesome theme. And I've always been a huge fantasy nerd, and I've always had an admiration for dragons and everything magical fantasy. So just, I don't know, I embody the spirit of a dragon as I'm roasting coffee.
Well, I think it's the perfect blend. It's one of those things that once you see it, you're like, how wasn't this not already just a thing? You know what I mean? It's just, it seems so right. Natural.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was funny when Salvador and I first started dating, he was the first person that I'd encountered in my life that didn't drink coffee. So I'd go over to his house and wake up the next morning and be like, all right, let's make some coffee. He's like, oh, I don't have a coffee maker. And I was like, what? So I bought a portable, like, my travel coffee companion with me and brought it over, like, the next weekend. I was like, this is not acceptable. So it's, like, the very first thing I did.
That's a little hilarious.
Yep.
Not that I have an addiction or anything. Not that I'm literally drinking coffee right now.
Yeah, not that this is your third or fourth cup of the afternoon.
Of the afternoon, not even of the day, of the afternoon. That's funny.
Yeah, the day doesn't start until you've had two or three to begin with.
That's hilarious because I have a mirroring story because there was a guy I dated, this is back several lifetimes ago, 20 years ago, 25 years ago, and I was not a coffee drinker. I just drank tea. And he was into coffee. And so then we had actually started to try and look into having a coffee shop ourselves. Because I was like, I love the smell of coffee, but I don't like the taste of it.
Yep.
Too much sugar and cream. Yep. And then at that point, I'm just drinking sugar and cream. That's why people are like, oh, you'd love a Frappuccino. I'm like, I'm not going to Starbucks.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just a sugar cream milkshake, right, yeah. A tinting of coffee.
Right. So walk us through your roasting philosophy. What do you aim for in a cup and how do you make it happen?
So for us, it's a little different. So we theme everything based off of a fantasy role-playing class, just in case there's any legal representatives of any well-known tabletop role-playing game franchises. It is a system-agnostic fantasy classes. So I start with the idea of the class first, and then I source the beans and then develop the roast based on that. So for instance, our druid roast, I knew that druids had to embody nature, and all things, flowers, berries, all of that. So I wanted to source a very floral berry coffee. So we landed on this really awesome natural process Ethiopia from a really cool farm. And then from there, I try and pull out all of the nuances of the beans to really embody that. Our druid roast, the Ethiopia that we do, is incredibly blueberry forward. It's just like a blast of blueberries in your cup. And we do that with all of our roasts. So like our monk roast is our decaf because there's serenity and tranquility and you can't have caffeine getting in the way of your tranquil studies. And we do that with all of our roasts. Everything starts with the fantasy class first and then we source and develop the roast based on that.
And how do you find these kind of farmers or partners to work with?
Yeah, so that's why when I had the idea of the company, it took us so long to be able to launch. So like I mentioned, it was 5.5 years or so ago, almost 6 years now. Gosh, time disappears.
What is
yeah,
time?
Yeah, it's scary to think of. But like
in our ninth trimester.
Yeah, exactly. But just like learning the industry and forging connections, a lot of it was me just going to local coffee shops and being like, hey, I'm getting into roasting coffee. Like, how do I acquire unroasted beans? Like, where do you get your beans? And from there, I would just partner with a lot of local roasters and coffee companies and see where they got their beans. And then we just started to harbor or find a bunch of connections from different farms. Like here, we live in Denver. We actually operate out of Denver, Colorado. And we've actually got a huge Ethiopian community here. And so we met a guy who's from Ethiopia and his family runs a farm. And he's like, hey, import coffee from you or for you guys. Because we try and import everything direct with every farm that we work with. So we've got contacts with a lot of originators in a lot of the port cities, and they'll be like, hey, here's our contacts for farms in Colombia, Brazil, Mexico, Indonesia, all over. And then from there, it's just contacting farms, getting to know them. Basically, you'll get, it's kind of like a job interview for them, and they'll send you their information. You can jump on a video call, make sure that the farms are operating and practicing ethically, that they're, all the farmers look happy while they're working. Because it's really important for me to only use farms that are treating their workers well, paying them right, and also utilizing regenerative farming techniques so that we're not destroying the earth as we're cultivating these large amounts of crops. So it's more so than developing the roast itself. It takes us so long to find good farm partnerships. So that's why when people are like, oh, why don't you have my favorite fantasy class? It takes a very long time to do all of these things, and the company is two people.
I completely relate to that. For someone who's new to a specialty coffee, what would you explain to them? Where does Dragon Roast shine?
So, like, ooh, specialty coffee, you want to think of, so we've been working on Pittsburgh coffee all day and all week, so. Yeah, no worries. I'll take a crack at this one.
Being the one that is newer into the world of specialty coffee, and what makes us shine is how accessible we are. When you go into coffee, one of the reasons I never got past, like, the initial barrier of coffee is there can be a pretentious air about it.
Yeah.
You go to talk to someone about specialty coffee, you're going to start talking about, what's the process? What's the elevation? Et cetera, et cetera. And these are terms that they'll just go over your head. And if you don't know them, a lot of the times you get shunned for not knowing like such specificity of a bean. And you're like, I'm sorry, I can't tell you the elevation off the top of my head. Or we can get even deeper into other roasters that want to quiz you on the ROI and all this other stuff. But we do character classes. We go, what you need to know is that this Paladin is going to taste like caramel, apple, and justice. And then that's like enough of a hook to be like, oh, cool, this is interesting. And if you want to learn more about it, we have that information too. Of what it's another reason we have single origin coffees. So you can find out where exactly, which farm does this coffee come from? And you can educate yourself from there. So we're utilizing all of like the skill set of what you need to make a specialty roast, but we're making it accessible for someone that just wants to have fun with their character class and drink the coffee and be like, yeah, this feels like a necromancer, or wow, this really punched me like a barbarian. And that's how we keep it accessible for everyone.
So is that education information like on the bag? Is it on the website? How do people learn more?
All that information is on each of our bags. So we have full color printed bags. And on one side of it has all the information of the farm that it comes from. The other side has all of your roast information. So it has like your body, acidity, roast level, all of that. And then also on our website for every single roast, we have that information as well on like the info page.
Very cool. I love that because I'm a kid from the 80s, so I used to read cereal boxes in the morning, and now there's nothing on cereal. Now I get cereal bags. So that's why I'm like, if there's something interesting, then that's great. I love that you have that there on the bag like that. So that's awesome.
So, yeah, and I think like speaking to the accessibility, it's like one of the big reasons we started this is I'd get sick of all of these other companies putting out really cheap quality products and like preying on people's like lack of knowledge in the coffee sphere to just prey on people, produce their addiction cheap quality to caffeine. Stuff, and kind of and rip everyone off. Just be like, oh yeah, look, this is a fun anime coffee, and then they're giving you the lowest quality beans and charging you $20 a bag, and it just infuriates me.
So, how do you explain again? Because I'm not a coffee connoisseur. I know there's such thing as cold brew and hot brew. Does that come into play with any kind of coffee?
Absolutely. Would you like to explain further, Ethan, or shall I?
Yes, please. Someone.
Yeah, go ahead. Go for it.
All right, cool. I'm just making sure we're not talking over each other.
No, it's fun. This is a fun thing.
Okay, good. But that was one of the things that I learned the most as we started this company was exactly what effect like a roast level has on the method that you are going to be brewing your coffee. In fact, it was Phoenix that taught us this in particular.
Oh, interesting.
For example, a darker roast is better for a cold brew. It just holds up better in the cold brew method. And Phoenix is a huge fan of dark roast coffees. In fact, we debuted our Barbarian, which was our dark roast espresso, at a Phoenix Fan Fusion last year in 2024. And that was easily our top performer next to our dark roast for the entire event. Whereas here in Colorado, it's more so a light roast and a medium roast that we're going to see more sales in. And the conclusion ultimately is, oh, it's because everyone's drinking cold brew.
Right.
Yeah, it's funny because it's Arizona as a whole has become probably still our highest selling state that we have. And we sell more dark roasted than anything. And people always send us comments of, yeah, we do cold brew coffee year round because it's right. A little too hot here. And it's like they love the heavier body that a darker roast provides. So yeah, dark roast for cold brew is killer.
Awesome. Now, tell us about a roasting mistake or a challenge that helped make Dragon Roast stronger as a team.
Oh gosh, I feel like we have mistakes all the time. It's funny. Sometimes I feel like it's never ending. But hindsight is 2020. And it's not like we never set out with an intention of we're going to go fuck this up. Forgive my language.
Right.
But it's just, we try to get ahead of things. And then sometimes it is what it is. And there's no going past it. Like the first thing we tried to do, a fun story that I'll cut short, is we tried to get a bigger roaster sooner rather than later. And I wouldn't say that was a mistake in having the going, hey, we need to get another roaster so we can keep up with demand. That was a good idea. The bad idea is who we went to get the roaster from because it never worked.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
A very expensive paperweight that showed up on our doorstep.
The manufacturer? Was it the retail outlet? Was it?
It was just straight up malfunctioning out of the box. So this is a 600-700 pound piece of equipment that we had to get freighted. We unloaded. We had to raise it onto our bench, plug it in. We ended up taking apart the control panel of the machine, rewiring the machine, replacing the motor on the machine. We installed a dedicated electrical line to this machine, and we had 4 electricians while we were getting this set up every step of the way go, well, electrical's not the problem here. This machine is malfunctioning. How is it supposed to function? We tell them, we show them, and they go, yeah, so it shouldn't be electricity. But we had to go through the steps. Otherwise, the company we got it from was not going to accept a return. But ultimately, the straw that broke the camel's back, me and Ethan were on a call with the CEO of this business. And day one, he had told us to remove a ventilation fan that we had because he said this would 100% fix the problem. It's blocking the system. Now, day, at this point, 30, we're on a call with him after we had got the dedicated line, rebuilt a bunch of stuff in the machine. And he was like, all right, you know what 100% fix this is if you installed that fan in the ventilation line. And we just both went, you know, we're done. All right, we're moving on.
Mind you, this wasn't a cheap thing. It was like a $16,000 piece of
We talk commercial equipment. It isn't that cheap. We also buy commercial equipment because we've got t-shirt printers and all kinds of other stuff. But yeah, so we understand. Wow. Plus, of course, all the hassle of, again, this is heavy machinery, too, you're talking about. So moving, freighting, stalling. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Go on, I apologize.
Yep, and while all of this is going on, we're still renting another machine because the one we bought isn't working. So it's like, all right, let's troubleshoot in between trying to run the business and in between trying to research and develop other stuff.
Right.
So it was a fun time for us.
Yeah, I think there's a whole nother level of different, I'll say, struggles and challenges that come along when you're running a business with the person you're also dating. So being in a relationship is hard as it is, but then when you're also running a company and it's your livelihood, this is what Salvador and I do for a living. This is our income. There's days where one of us isn't having a good day or we'll come home and I'll be in a bad mood and Sal will have to be like, oh, is this because of something that happened at work or is it something that I did? So there's a lot of challenges with that. But on the flip side, I think it's one of the most rewarding things when things do line up and we're on the same page and we're on the same wavelength. It feels really cool to be able to tackle this world and try and do this big, cool thing together. And I get a huge sense of pride when we have a big product launch that goes well. And it's, me and my boyfriend were able to do this together. And like, it's really cool.
Yeah, it's awesome that you've built a community-minded brand and that you're doing this together. And we can relate to those kind of struggles as far as being with your partner and building something for the community and yourselves. Ours is not our livelihood yet, but we hope to make it that way one day. Now, how do you show up for like local causes there in Denver and other LGBT events?
You cut out. I didn't hear that. Sorry.
Oh, do you show up there for local causes and LGBT events?
Yeah. So we go all over the place. So I think this year we've got 27 conventions we'll be at by the end of the year.
Oh, wow.
And I think like one of my favorite parts about traveling so much to go into events is being able to be like an openly queer ran business that's there for the community and a lot of these small towns that don't have as much queer representation. So we'll go to small comic cons in the middle of Iowa where there's like only a couple hundred people go to the event. And we've had so many people come up to us and be like, hey, I'm a trans woman. My family doesn't accept it. It's really cool to see you guys be openly queer. And it really helps me out. So we get a lot of that, especially because, I don't know, we both got painted nails and we don't hide who we are when we go places. So for me, it's really important. And there, we've had some events where there's some bigoted people and I get to be mean to them and it's fun.
I was wondering, I was like, because I was sitting there thinking to myself, I was like, okay, they're going to Comic-Con. So that's generally more accepting. I said, but they're going to a small town. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Are they at the small town Comic-Cons? Because I haven't been to a small town Comic-Con in over 30 years.
We'll go to small events, big events, like it. Especially because like most of the stuff we go to, we end up getting invited to for one reason or another. So yeah. I would say the majority of things have gone really smooth and good, but there have been a few. Like we did this board game convention in Dallas, Texas, and I had one guy who comes up and he's like, hey boy, like why is your nails all painted like that? And I was like, because I like the way that it looks. And so you guys put fairy dust in this coffee. And I was like, the gay agenda, that's me. like how do you answer a question like that?
You say yes, that's why it tastes so good. Want more, daddy?
Yeah, exactly. It's like absolutely. We are out here throwing fairy dust in our beans.
So what's one common coffee myth you'd like to debunk?
Oh boy.
I have one at the top of my list, which, by the way, we also have a blog talking about a lot of this, too.
Oh, excellent.
Common coffee myth that I would like to debunk is we have a type of person that comes up to our booth or into our location and goes, I want your strongest coffee. And our response is always, strong in what way? Because there is a belief that the dark roast is the most caffeinated thing you can get because they want a strong coffee. They need to stay awake. That's a lie. You're going to encounter the highest caffeine content the lighter your roast is.
Oh.
Because the darker the roast gets, the more you burn the caffeine off of the bean.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So. I think another one that like is near and dear to my heart is there's this misconception that decaffeinated coffee has less flavor. And that is completely false if you're treating the beans correctly. There's a lot of ways you can decaffeinate coffee. Anything that you're getting from like the grocery store or mass-produced beans, they'll use a chemical process to decaffeinate the coffee, which does leave like an astringent aftertaste. But naturally decaffeinated coffee has just as much body and flavor as any other coffee out there. So
we
have a really cool, like our decaf we do, it is called our monk roast, and it is a sugarcane processed decaf. So it's also a women-owned and operated farm in Colombia, which is cool. And the same farm that grows the beans, they grow sugarcane. They distill that sugarcane down into an alcohol, and then they essentially ferment the raw coffee beans in that before they dry it. Then once they dry the beans, all of that sugarcane gets washed off, and it actually naturally pulls the caffeine out of the coffee beans themselves. It's wild.
I need to try this.
Yeah, it's really cool. And that's what I'm drinking right now. And like, for us being board gamers and nerds, like, we'll have late night Dungeons and Dragons sessions or late night board game nights, and I still want to drink coffee, or we'll want to do coffee and ice cream. Affogato is one of my favorite things, but it's 10 p.m. and I need to sleep. So we put a ton of work into our decaf, and I'm trying to get spread the word that you can have really good, high quality coffee that's also decaffeinated just because you enjoy the taste.
That's awesome. So share with us a coffee creation connection, like at an event or a quiet experience that reminded you of both of why you do what you do.
Oh, my goodness. Like, for me, moments like that are when we have somebody come up to us at an event or walk by, and then they can't stop looking at all of the, because we line up a bunch of coffees on display and we have all of our art up, and they'll be like, oh, wow, this is so cute. Oh, this is great. And they'll keep reading until they just stop and walk in and go, this is like RPG coffee, or they'll be like, this is D&D coffee. And we go, yeah. And then they go, oh my goodness, they pick up the bag. I say, character sheet on the back. And they go, what? And every step that I see someone connect with what we're doing, then up until they say, how has nobody done this before? I go, that's why we're here.
Because it's hard and expensive and a lot of work.
That's true. It is. It really is. So what's next for Dragon Roast? New collaborations, new expansions. What's your next blend you're working on?
So the answer is so a lot.
Yeah. Our biggest thing is, like, right now we have this Kickstarter that we're launching. So we have a Kickstarter. You can check it out right now. It should be at least live to see the page. We're like in pre-launch or whatever. And we're trying to launch 5 new coffee roasts. We're also coming out with plushies. So, you know, our mascot's a cute dragon. So we've got dragon plushies coming. And we also have a Dungeons and Dragons adventure that is also a part of the campaign that you get for free for backing it. So that's kind of like our big thing right now, is getting this Kickstarter to hopefully be successful.
I'm pulling up my Kickstarter now. It's too slow. Sorry. Just search Dragon Roast.
Yeah, just Dragon Roast or Dragon Roast Coffee, and you'll be able to find the page.
Or, oh, yeah, here it is. Coming soon.
Kickstarter.dragonroast.coffee.
Notify me on launch.
So that page should be, by the time anyone hears this, that should be populated with all the graphics and stuff, because I'm doing that tonight. So that should be prettier than the page you're seeing currently.
I'm doing it through the app, so it's just the header right now, I think, is what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
awesome.
It'll
be pretty later, I promise.
And
we also have a board game that we're working on. So that'll hopefully be out at least in like testing stage next year. So that's like another thing that we're both super excited about, is coming out with this cool board game.
Does it have a drinking apparatus tied to it?
Maybe. You know, maybe it most certainly could. I will neither confirm nor deny, sir.
Hopefully, as you get closer to releasing that, you'll come back and tell us all about
it. Yes.
And where can listeners follow you and support you online or grab a bag of coffee?
So you can find us everywhere. Our website is just dragonroast.coffee. Yes, .coffee is a URL. So dragonroast.coffee. We're on all of the social medias that all the cool kids are using. So Blue Sky, X, Instagram, TikTok. TikTok's been our big one lately. We're just Dragon Roast or Dragon Roast Coffee everywhere. We also keep our events updated. We have an event section on our website, because we do... Every year we do at least 2 conventions in Phoenix. So we do Game On Expo. We also do Phoenix Fan Fusion. And there may be another one that we might be doing next year as well. We're trying to do Phoenix Pride next year as well.
Oh, awesome.
Yes, we're really trying to get into Phoenix Pride. We've had so many local vendors in Phoenix be like, Dragon Roast, you guys got to just come out and do our Pride event. So we're like, all right, since everyone's asking.
Okay. Yeah, if you do Rainbow Fest, that's coming up in the spring. So that's a good one to hit too.
Yeah. I think that's the same weekend as Game On Expo, because we did Game On Expo at the convention center, and a lot of people were saying, I think it's the same weekend, I think.
Interesting.
But I could be wrong.
Maybe. Hopefully we'll see you. I would love to meet you in person. And again, thank you for doing this. Thank you for taking the time. I really appreciate you coming on and sharing this with our community, and I hope we sell you a lot of coffee. This is awesome.
Yeah. No, it's funny, like, Phoenix is near and dear to our heart. Like, our first real convention we did was in Phoenix, and we continue to come back for more and more stuff. And yeah, we love you guys. So we'll be back many times.
Absolutely. You've been so incredibly nice to us, you being the royal you of Phoenix, and you being the lovely host that had us on today. So thank you.
Another reason we love this community.
Buns are warm and the dogs are hot. The picnic dogs, the best they've got. Grab your pals, don't be late. And Roro Dog, it's a tasty day. Roro Dog, hey, serving smiles all day. Roro Dog, whoa, tastes so good you'll wanna stay. From the grill to the groove, come join the crowd. And Roro Dog, we're proud and loud. Yeah, it's Wiener Wednesday, come on down. Wieners all over town. Big buns, big fun. Bring your friends to play. You know it's Roro Dog all the way. Ayo.
Phoenix, get ready to feel the sparks of joy. Join the Desert Overture Wind Symphony and Desert City Jazz for a festive winter concert that will ignite your holiday spirit. Sunday, December 14th, 3 p.m., live at the Tempe Center for the Arts. It's a musical celebration with warmth, rhythm, and community, from dazzling symphonic classics to swinging jazz favorites. And here's the best part. Gay Phoenix is giving away two pairs of tickets. Enter now at gayphoenix.com for your chance to experience the season's most joyful performance. That's Sparks of Joy, December 14th, 3 p.m., at the Tempe Center for the Arts. Tickets and information at desertoverture.org or enter to win at gayphoenix.com.
Huzzah! Welcome to All Queer Shakespeare, the world's first all LGBTQIA+ Shakespearean theater company. Tickets are on sale for our latest show. Check us out at allqueershakespeare.com. It's a gay old time.
Pride lives here.
A huge thank you to our guests this week, Ethan and Salvador from Dragon Rose Coffee, for sharing their creativity, their story, and their heart with us. Every time they come through Phoenix, they bring something special to this community, and we're grateful that they took the time to sit down with us today. And to you, yes, you, listening right now, thank you. Your support means everything. This podcast, this station, this whole project, it exists because you tune in, you share it, and you keep coming back. Remember, the stream is there for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, whenever you need it. And every single week, it gets a little bit better. More songs submitted by the community, more voices being heard, more polish, more refinement, more heart. We've got a lot of work ahead of us, but Phoenix, it's worth every minute for you. We'll see you next week on the podcast and, of course, every day on the stream. Thank you for listening. We love you. Hey, and one last thing before I go. Gay PHX is proud to be part of a community food drive alongside Mr. Anvil Phoenix and Ripple PHX. The holidays are beautiful for many of us, but they're also tough for a lot of people in our community. If you've got a little extra, canned goods, dry goods, pantry items, consider dropping something in. Every donation goes straight back to helping folks right here in Phoenix. We talk a lot about connection, about community, about showing up for each other, and this is one of those moments where we get to do exactly that. If you're able to give, even just a little, it makes a difference. And if you're not in a place to donate, help us spread the word. That matters too. All right, Phoenix, that's everything for this week. We'll see you on the stream, and we'll see you out there.
The sun is bright and there's nowhere better than by your side.
Thanks for hanging out with the Gay PHX podcast.
Be kind.
Be bold.
Be you.